Shirt off. Nobody wants to see this shit. It should be including you. Hey, oh, real quick question, right? I was in a pool yesterday, and there was this little kid in the pool, and I couldn't tell if the little kid was a boy or a girl.
Ooh, that sucks. That's tough.
Just don't say no. Here's the thing.
Don't use pronouns, nigga. Just say, hey, nigga.
No. That's not where I'm going with this. Listen to me. So, I see this little kid, it's like a native little kid, and the kid getting out the pool. Now, keep in mind, you know I can't see. So, anyway, I'm like, yo, is this kid ain't got no top on? So, I was thinking it was a girl at first, but I was like, yo, is she out here topless? That got me to think, people who, because you know, like Dwayne Wade's son is 12 years old, and she identifies as a girl. So my thing is, if you can identify that early, are we going to get to a point where, like, say a girl is like 13, 14, and she identifies as a boy, are we just going to let her cut with, like, her titties out at the pool? That's the overall thing. Because I identify as a man, so I just got my shirt off. But they got like big areolas, like it's noticeably a woman.
Real talk.
Like it's noticeably a woman's titty.
I should have told you I started recording.
Damn. Oh shit!
I was about to say it, then you went on your tangent. I was like, I'm gonna let him finish. I didn't see it going down that tunnel. Then when I went down that tunnel, I was like, oh shit.
This could ruin Mark.
I was like, that's dumb. I was like, what?
Can we go to the podcast?
Yeah, we can.
We going to podcast on the way to the store?
I think
that's a good idea.
We can.
In the car doing the podcast.
Yeah, why not? That's the way now.
Because I'm going to ask questions. Why am I sitting bitch? That's important.
Take that up with him. I'm not a part of that shit.
Can we go back to my question?
I really don't think they're going to be wearing that because they don't want to show that they're...
Yeah.
They're gonna just
want to
show that they're.
Oh no! Think about this.
Not a big old boob.
Think about this, right? They.
Facts, maybe.
The idea is, all of the lines that we know to feature a woman or a man, all that's cut out. Is what the idea is. So titties don't make you a woman. Titties don't make you a man. Just because I have titties doesn't mean... Oh. You feel what I'm saying? Think about that mindset.
Yeah, that's tough.
So a motherfucker just gonna come, look, it doesn't mean look. Okay, I got titties, you know? Is it gonna get to that way?
No.
That's tough.
Bro, okay, why don't you think so?
I just don't see society getting to the point. Like, they're already on the whole free the nipple thing. I mean, there's some places, like, for example, New Mexico, you can walk around topless.
You can?
Yeah.
Yes. For a fact.
It's not illegal.
So, what you're saying is that could have been a girl in the pool.
No, probably not.
Who's the pool? Okay, so I was in the pool.
Are you just all this?
How old?
No, no, no. Like, definitely like young, like probably like 10 or 11 at the most.
But long hair?
Yeah, but they're native. They all got fucking long hair, you know? Like, so that didn't give off nothing. And the voice, of course, that don't give off nothing because it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So this is awkward. But the thing about it is, there was like a tan line. As if at one point, they did wear the top.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
So that's what made it weird. They were the ones, soccer players. But that's what made me think, like, I got more enlightened since I've been to Albuquerque. I see more transgenders.
They're not as exquisite in the South like they are.
Yeah, right? Well, you know, HBCU is like really gay. You know what I mean? So that's what gave me my first enlightenment. And I went to HBCU for like 5 years. So I got to see, but I didn't see too many transgenders though. I seen a lot of transgenders out here. When I did Uber, they got a transgender center out here. Because I picked a transgender up from there. And the only reason why I keep saying I used to do Uber when I quit Sharon Williams, I started doing Uber.
The paint shit?
Yeah, but it was the flooring part. I was the manager at the flooring store on 2nd Street. Like, that's the reason why I came out here, because I transferred from San Antonio. Ooh.
Why'd you quit?
I just quit because I didn't see no growth in the shit. And then the thing, felt like, you know, because I couldn't speak Spanish.
Yeah. Out here?
So I was like...
Or San Antonio.
Out here. In San Antonio, it's not really a big deal.
yeah, because you get a lot of white people.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Out here, it was a different ball game, and it was like I couldn't like.
It's hard.
It's one of those companies where, when you try to go for another internal job, you know they get wind of it first.
Yeah.
So if they can't fucking replace you in the time, they're like, wait, hold on. You know what I mean? You know, before you do that, you know, do this. You know what I'm saying? So, that shit was like, man, fuck it, because I just, you know what I'm saying. Nice. Just ended my marriage, and I was like, man, I don't have no fucking reason to be doing this shit no more. I might just go to my fucking parents.
You were like married?
Got married when I was 26. About me, bro?
Bro, Ian, did you not hear this shit?
No.
This nigga was married. Exactly.
I can't tell these stories when I'm not smoking. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do something.
Well, the whole world know now.
That's cool. I mean, I probably was gonna tell it on the Tyranny podcast. It was like a lot of shit I didn't even know about you, AJ.
Oh yeah, you just dropped knowledge, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. In that type of interview, you can actually get more stuff. You gotta realize, bro. I met you niggas when I was 30 already. About to be 31. No, matter of fact, met y'all last year, so I was 30 though.
My teenage years is a different chapter. My 20 years is a different chapter. My 30s is a completely different chapter.
Yeah, man. That's real stuff. So you guys, I got so much life.
Yeah, I got three good chapters so far.
Yeah, man.
A three part series.
It's a good chapter because you're still breathing.
Three part series.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's what?
It's a good chapter because you're still breathing.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless, you know what I'm saying? As fucked up as they probably were, because I got some fucked up shit in my life, you know what I'm saying?
Did y'all hear about fucking, Kevin Hart did the Chris Rock last night?
No.
They brought Dave Chappelle out?
Yeah, that too. And then, Kevin Hart brought out a goat with some chains on it. Well, all three of them was on stage. Everybody was like, oh, shit, oh, the goats, oh. And then Kevin was like, nah, I bought this for Chris. This is his goat. He's like, nigga, like, I'm divorced. I live in an apartment in New York City. He's like, nah, nigga, I bought this goat for you. This is your goat. And Neo was like, well, shit, all right. Well, what are y'all going to name it? That's Dave asked. He was like, oh, I already named it. It's Will Smith. He did this shit on stage.
That's funny. I know that shit would probably hit crazy.
I got the video.
Shit erupted?
That shit was...
Well, AJ, do you mind riding with us? It's just fucking
nuts. Oh, yeah.
Stop wearing motherfucking.
Let me get my flops. Let me get my flops.
Let me get my flops on.
The fuck, bro? What did he do? Well, what did he do? Now, fuck that. What did he do? Get my flops, man. What the fuck did he do?
Fucking flops, bro. I want your badge number. Yeah. Your supervisor is no. Fuck that, bro. You know my dad.
Now tuned in to the Po-Folks podcast, and we'll be right back.
Po-Folks. My key fob don't work no more, man. I went swimming with it.
Dude, what in the fuck?
Damn, it's really wet. Ah, come on, man.
I got a towel, man. Towel, dog.
He always has
one. It's sweatpants. He always has one.
It ain't even a towel. It's a sweaty-ass sweatpants. This nigga wore these earlier today.
Man, them shits is fresh.
God damn it. They
never brought them in.
This is why I can't never wear my nice clothes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
I'm bad.
That lady over there looking at us like we probably crazy as hell. Like,
no, oh, she knows.
That's the one that's writing the book, the motherfucker?
Probably. She writing some kind of novel.
Oh, okay. I keep seeing her out here with her laptop.
Yeah, she writing something.
My bad. I don't know the one
of them. It'd be funny if, like, she's like some, like, award-winning erotic novel writer.
Mm-hmm. I can believe it.
Crazy.
That's R.L. Stein right there,
bro. Well, first off, R.L. Stein writes kids' horror books. So, let's get a better analogy.
Look, okay. All I'm saying
that's
is,
a bad comparison.
Oh, she can't be versatile. Really she can't be versatile?
That was a really bad
just because motherfucker write children books, they can't write raunchy novels?
Can you imagine if R.L. Stein was writing some nasty shit?
Why can't she? What are you trying to say? You gotta be pigeonholed into one thing?
The goblin took his hand out the door and caressed the penis softly. You're like, whoa, all right.
People write that type of stuff. That's wild. I couldn't get into it, man.
I could.
I tried to watch some anime porn. I tried to watch some anime porn. And sometimes it's...
Anime porn, I couldn't watch it.
It depends on me. I don't know. I tried,
I can't get myself to watch it. There's no way I can't get myself to watch it.
Yeah, man.
The hentai shit, that's just weird.
I'm just saying, man, a lot of them...
And I watch some weird shit.
A lot of them legitimate Japanese, like legitimate Asian people, I don't like their moans.
It sounds scary. Like they're dying
shit. It does seem like that's what you're supposed to hear, bro.
I was like, oh, God.
No, that
I was like, I've had relations with a woman from Japan.
I'm going to call the police.
And she did not sound like that at all. I was like, at all. Like, yeah, fuck that. Like, that's...
Their
acting is really bad.
Yeah.
Boy,
them
cops is out tonight. God damn.
This is only Monday.
Is it a
holiday?
You know
where
we at?
Uh-uh.
You like in Central?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess you do live in that. Well, I don't think you
I'm a block away from the bullshit.
Okay, true. That's cool.
Like, as soon as you pass Chick-fil-A, it's like, oh, welcome to the Heights. But, like, as soon as you, like, pass Chick-fil-A the other way, it's like, Central,
hey,
bitch.
Hey, y'all think they open before I put my bling on? They close at night.
They close at 11. You know the office close at 9? All those beer runners.
No, they might. That's a lot of lights on.
Yeah, I know, because they
They count the drawer now. It's freshly 10.
Yeah, they try to get there by 12 o'clock.
That's crazy, nigga, because on my side of you, bank, nigga, we be open at this time. I must live in a nicer neighborhood than you do.
You do.
I live by a truck stop, so that shit's always open.
Yeah, I that's true.
Fucking blowing everything.
You have the finer things over there.
That's always good.
But we can't trust these motherfuckers.
What's say?
I was West Side nigga all my life. Not really. But most of
it. You lived on Coors?
Yeah, Ure.
I'm not familiar.
Okay.
That's by on Ladera.
Coors
and
Ure, huh?
So, Ure. Yeah, oh, it's spelled with a Q?
Huh?
It's spelled with a Q?
With an O. Ure with an O-U-R-Y.
Bro, are you telling me
Ure.
That street is called Ure?
Yeah, Ure.
And not Cure?
No, it's Ure. It's not a Q.
And I'm on that street like every day doing DoorDash.
DoorDash, yeah, it's Ure. Yeah.
Damn. See, I told you I can't fucking see, bro. I thought that was a Q.
The Catholic Church is on the street, and then you got the
So it's two O's?
It's an O-U. It's O-U. O-U-R-A-Y.
Wow, I thought that was a Q all this time, bro.
It's
damn, bro.
Yeah?
My eyes ain't shit, bro. Yeah,
you know, shit. I like you like that. Can I black in here?
Can you send it?
Oh, God. You don't never sing karaoke with us. Oh, my goodness.
Makes you think I want to sing karaoke with you first.
Hey, man, y'all ever been to Monta Vista? No. Y'all ever been to Monta Vista?
I do my own karaoke.
Like, if we had to go to show in Vegas and we went out, like, we don't do you don't do duets?
I don't do duets,
it'd be a trio.
Nope,
I don't do trios neither. I'm a solo act.
Oh, I've been to Monty's.
David Ruff.
Where's it at?
Monty's over off of Central.
It's by
where Knob Hill Bar and Grill used to be.
It's by the what?
By the
where Knob Hill Bar and Grill
used to be. Okay, everybody can't go in. Is everybody going in?
Nah, I ain't going in.
Okay, cool.
These motherfuckers.
Make sure nobody steal my shit.
Yeah, they asked me for some money. I'm going to sit right
here. I'm going in. Do you have my wallet? I'm one. I can go in.
You staying
here? Yeah, I'll be right here.
Okay. I don't want to leave this black and mild out there with them. I'll treat that whole thing like this ashtray, fuck it.
What?
Put black and mild up there. in this big ass ashtray.
I got the child lock on.
You got kids too, nigga? What the fuck?
Oh,
shit. I don't know how to take the fucking child lock off, bro.
Oh, yeah?
I got it. I never cared enough because I don't sit back there. So I can't do YouTube.
What if you was getting intimate back there? Shit.
I wouldn't.
Well, I mean, you could already have a window down too.
That's, you know, what if it's the moment? Yeah. Like, hit me from the back. In the back.
Fuck that.
Leave the door open. Fuck it.
I'm saying, straight up.
We must be somewhere I can just clap that shit.
Straight up.
Touché. You got me. You got me.
Man, to go on my side, guys. I'll make it quick.
Yeah, well, I'm right here.
But what's crazy about the Cubs shit, for real though, is that basically they did a remodel on their stadium, but when they remodeled it, they fucked up and didn't put enough wheelchair access.
Enough.
So the USDOJ is now suing them for the renovations they made to their new stadium.
Ouch.
Wait, did somebody get hurt or something?
No, that's the thing. They looked at it, they're like, you can't do this. So now they're just... And think of how much money went into that fucking stadium.
Yeah, millions.
Bro. It goes billions to go into a stadium, bro. Billions. Yeah. Some niggas just built a whole new stadium, then off the rip, got sued. Wow. That shit sucks. Ouch. Man. Ain't had nothing.
At least we got a fucking championship. How many ballparks have you been to?
None. I don't watch baseball. No.
You don't watch baseball?
No. Yeah, I've been to Isotopes, that's it. I've seen the Isotopes play.
You gotta get out there and watch some good ball.
See, it's take too long, man.
The experience at the game is worth it.
Actually, at a game, it goes by a lot quicker. On TV, it's just all the fucking...
Yeah.
Nigga, I got a minor league team in Virginia, bro.
Minor league is bullshit, though. You want to see the majors,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro. You know, like, I've been to a basketball game.
Nah, bro. The majors.
I've been to a Philly
big
game.
Big fucking field. This is like the best of the best, bro.
Bro.
MLB.
Bro, seeing Josh Howard crank a bomb, it was the craziest shit I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
Hands down. There's Josh Howard.
Like,
that dude
like
is so big in real life.
Yeah. That's like if you say, like, I don't want to go to an NBA game, I went to the G League.
Yeah, that's not the same.
All
right.
We're going to NBA Summer League game.
A good comparison. Yeah. Yeah, for real.
You got any shows this week?
Two, and then Dinner Detective.
Dinner Detective. Oh yeah, the audition's coming up.
Yeah, yesterday audition. It's easy money. So one Saturday out the month. Easy money, bro. Yeah, you get $50 in tips at night, and you just want to try to make some dollars.
Yeah.
Go for it. You know what I mean? And what's crazy is the interview.
I don't know if my look is good for Dinner Detective.
Huh?
I don't know if my look is good for this.
That's the thing. They take anybody. It's all about if you're like interesting, can you like be crazy, goofy? Like you'll see when you do the fucking thing. Okay. Like it's very simple.
As long as they ain't got me up there like doing like Harambe.
Nah. And I'm pushing like that.
Did
you make it? Yeah, I made it. I made the cut. I'm mad as fuck about it, but I made the cut.
Nah. Like, they'll do some, like, improv exercises with you and shit. And then I love just improv. Be like,
that's my shit.
Yeah,
I was going to break into that, too.
Yeah. And then you should try and join the troop out here.
Mm.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'd do it with you.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay, if you do it, too. Because I'd be a token black guy. I don't want to be no royal.
Yo, for the next...
Shout out to Roy. I love you, Royal. If you're recording still.
I definitely am. You got to ask?
There's no fucking structure on this one.
I know.
Yo, y'all making it so hard for me on this fucking editing shit. It's supposed to be an easy edit when it comes to these fucking podcasts. But we talking about all wild. Oh, thank you. You brought the... Oh, wow, you... Wait, why is this shit cold?
I have a little bit left in the freezer from last night.
Oh, okay, no doubt.
Still, though.
He's trying to bring it back. We're on a whole different topic than we was talking about on the last one.
But
we had no transitions.
Yo, so for the next dope comedy show, okay. I think I want to bring a Martin Lawrence-esque vibe to it.
What you mean?
Oh, when you're hosting?
Like, hosting?
Yeah, like doing some wild shit.
Oh, bet. Okay.
I like all that. Right. We definitely got to promote that motherfucker so it'll be enough soon. People in there for it to be appreciated the right way.
We can do that soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's still open. Maybe. I don't know.
Look a little dark.
Do a balcony shot.
Look a little skeptical just because, yeah, like it don't look like anybody in there. Like, the cars that's parked look like they probably the workers' cars.
It's 10:45.
That's the sucky. No, it's really 10:15. That's 30 minutes fast.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. You got to do that. And you still late?
I'm never late. Oh, my God. I'm never late for shit that's paying me.
Facts.
No hiring.
Hey,
open.
That
open.
Nigga's open. Yeah. That's my nigga with the perm.
Oh, we got a perm?
Yeah, I'm talking about this is natural hair. I'm like,
Puerto
yeah,
Rican bro. Johnny.
Puerto Rican Johnny.
Dominican Bobby.
Bobby! All right, baseball.
Pollo loco. Pause that shit.
Loco pollo.
Pause it. All right, I'm gonna pause it. We gonna take a quick commercial break to get some motherfucking black
money. Pay some bills.
Cigarette.
Oh, get a pint too.
Smoking with cigarettes. Damn, these some big ass pigeons.
Get a pint.
What's that supposed to be?
I got another pint.
That's not none of my thing. Yeah. Okay.
Tap the bottle.
Yes, sir.
This nigga, you ain't going to work tomorrow, motherfucker.
Nah, I'm just going to get a haircut in the morning.
Where you get your guy from?
Showtime Barbershop. But why does that matter?
I don't know. Yeah. Showtime Barbershop? Oh,
yeah. That's my family.
Who?
What are you trying to say? Showtime, why is that matter? What were you trying to say, AJ?
Jeremy Soto, nigga.
I'm trying to say that, nigga. It's people coming from this side. You need to be paying attention over here. Your big ass fucking SUV in the middle of the goddamn road,
bro,
nigga.
Listen.
It's a Sorento. Calm down.
Sorento? How the fuck you pronounce it that way? It's Sorento.
Yeah, niggas acting goofy like it ain't cops all over.
It's an E. Anyway, carry on. What are you saying?
I don't know. This nigga was saying something about it. This nigga knowing Jeremy fucking Soto or Showtime.
Oh, Showtime.
Huh?
Yeah, that's my brother's sister-in-law's husband.
Okay, now that's my
son's cousin.
Brought that up because we mentioned Showtime.
That's not
Showtime Barbershop is what that's
his football coach. How? I mean, I guess that's family.
I coached his son Zach in basketball.
Yeah, I guess that's family. I don't never say nobody who's not immediately related to me is, like, you know, that tight unless I really fucked with him like that. That's all. That's my opinion.
So that's you really opinion. Didn't know him is what you're trying to say?
I'm related to him. Like, we have relation.
Yeah.
Just because y'all related don't mean I know
our blood mixes. I know the nigga. Yeah, I know this nigga.
Y'all blood, does it mix or are there mixed babies?
Yeah, he got Jamerson blood.
He's got Jamerson blood.
Well, the Henry Jamerson.
Henry Jamerson.
Hmm,
who the fuck is Henry Jamerson?
My brother's that's connected to Showtime's family.
Okay, so your brother's connected to Showtime's family how?
Because he is uncle of Showtime's son.
Why is there so many bumps in?
And here's how that doesn't necessarily make the bonds. I see how you know him.
See, you feel me? There's a difference between knowing him and knowing him.
Yeah.
You don't know him. You know who he is. You see him before in person. You said what's up to him and dapped him up.
I know this nigga. We have Thanksgiving together. Fuck y'all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Touche. I guess that's your family. All right.
We've had Christmas open presents. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I guess that's your family.
Yes, that's family.
Speaking of the barbershop. Showtime Barbershop.
Showtime Barbershop.
He got three barbershops in the city, nigga.
It's the same nigga.
Yeah,
he owns the same barbershop. Gumbo's is fire as fuck. Y'all ain't been there.
Is it Spanish dude or black dude?
Spanish cat.
Okay. I know they be sick with that motherfucking razor. That's why
I met him before.
So fresh.
Before he met my brother's...
motherfucking Spanish niggas be hitting that motherfucking razor.
Before he met my brother's sister.
You know what I mean? Smooth as a bitch.
This nigga, he was a hell of a receiver, quarterback.
Who?
Showtime.
Really? I thought that nigga would have played like lineman.
Yeah, he played. No, he was big now. He was skinny.
Really?
I mean, he was way skinny. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Played D2 ball.
Where'd he play at?
Sue Ross.
Where's that?
Texas.
Huh. That's cool. Yeah, I just know that nigga nice with a fade. You know what I mean?
He's proper, bro. He cuts hair now?
He cut everybody hair, yeah, honestly, low key.
Damn, okay.
Like, everybody knows, like, you need a fade, you go to that nigga. He got, like, trucks and shit.
What is that?
Over off the west side.
Oh, okay. Man, I ain't trying to go that far to get a cut.
No, you got a shop on the east side, too.
I don't know if it's still open, honestly, bro.
Yeah,
I need somebody to just...
They might have just two shops now instead of three. Yeah, he had three at one time.
I don't need nobody to line my shit, line my beard, but just tap it a couple times.
You can't get in this shop unless you can cut, bro.
Understand where the fucking shit supposed to be at.
You can't get in this shop unless you can cut.
Oh. Okay.
By his standards.
Yeah, no, that's
not what I'm saying. Very high. So.